Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
Friday, and I'm going to call it our biggest ever show.
It hands down was. Normally, it's hard to get one big interview on the show. Today, we had two.
Brandy, the superstar, singer, R&B, absolute super. We must have. Did you grow up with her in your lounge rooms if you're a 90s,
this
2000s baby?
Is mine.
Let's let the professional do it. She co-hosted the show, stuck around for a couple of breaks, which was very nice of her.
And we did actually put the call out to see if any celebs, A-grade, listen to our show, because Matt Damon's been calling in a local show in Ireland while he's been over there in isolation, and we actually got a call.
Yeah, it turns out he's been staying in Benalla during quarantine. Niall Horan.
What's your name?
I wonder if Niall and Brandy have ever hung out.
Good question. I'd say no.
But she's hanging out with Chance the Rapper.
Good
so
boy.
You never know where your connections cross, you know?
I mean, this song's very different to Brandy's style of music, but
true. But she's more One Direction style.
And her daughter's 17 years old. She could be a 1D fan.
Oh, true. That is huge.
He came on the show as well. That is two massive interviews.
It was indeed. But it wasn't just about that. We had lots of other stuff happening. One 103-year-old has celebrated beating coronavirus in the best possible way.
Fortune Cookie Friday was back. Got a great call for that. Plus, Herbie has lice and a new bed. We'll tell you why. They don't really go together, those two breaks. It'll make sense when you hear them. Enjoy the catch-up. Thanks for downloading. And we'll speak to you on the next one.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Other day, I think it was Wednesday on the show, we mentioned this one, Matt Damon. He's actually overseas at the moment. So he was filming over in Ireland, and then all of a sudden the COVID-19 pandemic, it broke out. And so he and his family decided, you know what, we're going to stay in Ireland. So he's in a village called Delkey.
Delkey.
And we love Matt Damon. He seems to just be your everyday kind of bloke.
His missus, he met behind the bar. She was working at a bar
Lovely.
In Miami. He goes, can I have your number? Neck minute, married.
He's always hanging out in Byron Bay with his mate Chris. He's been photographed shopping at Kmart's here in Australia.
That's right.
He's just really a genuine guy that I think if you met up with him, you wouldn't even know that he's a Hollywood superstar. But what we loved about this story is that while he's been staying in Delkey, he's been having a little bit of fun. He's getting to know the village and the surrounds, but he's also been getting involved. And how he's been doing that is he's been calling the local radio station.
So good.
So he's been calling the Josiah and Herbie over there, which is a lot of fun. It's not a show that, you know, the whole country listens to, but Delkey definitely does. And now they've got one of the biggest celebs in the world calling in to be a phoner on their show.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I'd love to, if he was listening to our show right now and called up, every time he'd call through, I'd be like, and he's on.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
I reckon he'd hate it.
But you and I thought we could have a little bit of fun with this morning. And it's a long shot. We know this, but it's also possible. Maybe, and we know Matt Damon isn't listening to us because he's listening to Delkey, but maybe one of his mates is. Maybe another A-grade celeb is listening to us this morning because they might be in the Goulburn Valley.
I'm going to lower our standards here. You don't have to be an A-grade celebrity. I'll take anything down to Z-grade.
Really?
Yeah, if you're a bachelor star.
Someone called Maths caught up, I'll just hang up.
Nah, get him on.
Care less. We did that earlier in the year, didn't we? Gave enough airtime.
No, let's not scare him around. Let's not be picky here. What we want to do right now is many people do live around the GV. Are you someone mildly famous? You can be from a Z-grade. Ideally, we want A-grades.
Honestly, I only want A grade, but you're a bit more generous.
I'm going to,
generous.
For the sake that we don't have a gap in our next talk break on the show, we need someone, so I'm going to lower it to a Z grade. If you are a celebrity and you're listening right now to the Josiah and Herbie show, our number is 13, 12, 16. If Matt Damon can do it, why can't you?
Exactly.
Make our lives, make everyone listening
pull
lives.
Matt Damon.
Do a Matt Damon. Give us a call. 13 12 16 is our number. If you're a celebrity listening to the show right now, we'll hopefully speak to someone next. Our phones have rung. Now, Herbie doesn't know who this is.
You haven't told me.
I want to talk this up because I know how much of a fan you are of this bloke.
Stop. You haven't. You couldn't have gotten him.
The one and only Niall Horan from One Direction joins us now. Thanks so much for calling through, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wait, I'm confused. Niall.
Whereabouts are you listening to us from, Niall? Where are you staying at the moment, mate?
I'm actually driving around Benalla right now.
Driving?
Benalla. But why, Niall, are you actually here? Like, surely I'd expect you to be somewhere else, maybe over in Ireland, Scotland, England?
Niall's got family in Melbourne. Are you just, have they got a house in Benalla? What are you doing up here?
I'm actually just getting away for a little bit, just a bit of me time.
Is there anyone else with you in Benalla?
Wouldn't you like to know Herbie?
I would, actually.
Herbie's a massive fan of yours, Niall. How long have you been listening to the show every day, or have you just been tuning in today? What's the deal?
This might surprise you, but I'm a regular listener, Josiah.
Wow. Thanks, Niall.
Do you listen to our podcast?
Oh, the catch-up? I surely do.
I am curious, Niall, to get your thoughts on your former bandmate, Harry Styles. He put out a song recently, Watermelon Sugar, and the film clip came out. It's caused a lot of people's jaws to drop. What was your thoughts on the film clip of him eating a lot of people's watermelon?
Well, I do the same, but with bananas. Love a banana.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. We're great, mate. What do you love about a banana?
I love the shape, the texture, just the feel in my mouth.
Niall,
I don't know why you're laughing. They're a wonderful food.
Yeah, you can put them in smoothies. It's great.
Where else can you put them, Niall?
In bread, in cake.
It's true.
Last week in Melbourne at a cafe, I had a banoffee pie. Have you had one of those, Josiah? Oh, delicious.
Yeah, I have actually. They're delicious, aren't they? Niall, before we wrap this up, can I just ask what you're up to for the rest of the today? I'm sure you're going to be listening to Brandy interview just after 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, of course. The rest of the day, I'm actually going to be looking for some trout fishing.
Ah.
Do you know where you can trout?
Do you know where I can trout fish in the Goulburn Valley?
I can, Niall. I've got a secret spot. Why don't we speak off air? And if you're up for it, I'd love to meet up with you.
You know what? I think we can make that happen.
Amazing. Do you want Herbie to come?
Look, I don't want to use the saying, but for now it's bros before, you know, those.
Oh, yes. It's just Niall and I.
Understandable.
Mate, we'll try to get a takeaway beer from the Northo and Benalla or somewhere like that. Niall, appreciate your time this morning and have an amazing day. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no, I appreciate you taking my call.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This is so, so exciting.
I've been waiting for this all morning. Last night, I couldn't sleep. Brandy, she's going to be one of the biggest R&B artists, and we get to speak to her.
Now, usually when we get these interviews lined up from the record labels, they say, we'll call you at this time at 8:10. Yeah. And the phone rings, we pick it up. They put us through.
They never give you any kind of number.
They've given us a phone number right now. I don't know if it's the publicist or if it's Brandy, but let's put it in now and give her a buzz, and she will hopefully answer live from LA.
Hello.
Hey, it's Josiah and Herbie from Australia. How are you?
Hi, this is Brandy. How are you?
Really, this is Brandy speaking.
Yeah, this is Brandy speaking, yes.
This is her. What an absolute honor. We appreciate
it. You really have to go through someone. This is great for you to just pick up.
Oh, yeah, you caught me at home. Hey.
Brandy, I thought it was going to go from publicist to producer to security guard, then on to you, and we just
are
get you
serious?
Direct.
I don't. None of that. It's not that hard. I'm not that hard to get in touch with like that.
It's as easy to get on to you as it is for my mom to call me most nights.
I'm a very normal person that just happens to sing songs. That's it.
Your latest single, Baby Mama, features Chance the Rapper. We are loving it down under. Tell us, Chance, what's he like to work with?
Oh, he's a cool guy to work with. I had a great time, you know, filming the video with him, and I didn't get a chance to be with him when he wrote his epic verse for the song, but when I heard it, I just absolutely lost my mind because I just love what he stood for in it, and that he was so for the baby mama, so for the mom, the single mom. And I was just so like elated. I was like, yes, this is great. And just the song period, just to be back out with like such a powerful song, a powerful message, somewhat of an anthem. I'm just really happy to be back doing music. So yeah, it's a great time for me right now.
And your song is a powerful anthem, especially for lots of mums out there. How have you found being a mum? Your daughter's grown up. She's a teenager now. It's crazy. How have you found that over
17.
The years?
Wow.
Oh my God. It's been such a journey, and it's a never ending journey. I will always be her mom, and I absolutely love being a mom, but I was a mom at a very young age, and you know, a single mom at a very young age. So I've had my ups and downs with you know, trying to be the best example I can for her, and then doing everything on my own, and you know, also, you know, just trying to find the right people in my life to bring around her, and just, you know, it's all a part of life and just growing and just being the best that you can be, because you have to lead by example when you're a mom. You can't just talk a bunch of stuff and say a bunch of stuff. You have to show it in what you do. So she's inspired me to try my best to be the best version of myself. And, you know, it was a great way for me to, you know, also pay homage to her and sing a song about her and my love for her. That was such a great thing to experience, and for her to get excited about that, and then to have Chance on the song and her fall in love with that and just think I'm cool for that. That was a really cool thing.
I'll tell you what, if you were my mum, I would be the proudest person in the world. Imagine being able to tell everyone at school my mum's Brandy. Can I ask though, no matter how cool your mum is, has there been moments over the years, because we all get embarrassed by our parents at the end of the day, has she ever had a moment with you?
Oh, I embarrass her all the time.
There you go. Has there been a time where that school drop off or something like that where she's going, Mum, not now?
Yeah, I mean, I embarrass her all the time, just at the video shoot. Just, you know, it was a lot of it was a lot of young girls in the video that kind of were the representation of her, like being a daughter, and, you know, just me dancing around with them and fooling around with them was like, oh my God, my mom is so embarrassing. And then to get around Chance and try to do some of the TikTok dances is like, it's embarrassing to her because I'm just her mom. I'm not Brandy. I'm not a singer. I'm mom to her. So it's like, no other mom does anything like that on TikTok. No other mom does this. No other mom does that. Why do you have to do it? Good girls, I'm doing other things that every mom does it too. But, you know, that's beautiful because she keeps me normal and she keeps me grounded, and I can't ever get, you know, full of myself in any kind of way because she'll let me know.
Can I ask you, it's a crazy time in the world at the moment with coronavirus and all this stuff that's been happening. Best mates, he's an artist as well. We're in the studio last night watching him do his thing, and the guy that owned the studio was like, it's so cool to see people back in for the first time in months doing their thing. How have you managed during this time? Have you been able to get in the studio? Has it all been kind of via Zoom, or what have you been doing?
A lot of Zoom, a lot of file sharing. You know, I'm mixing the album, so it's a lot of that. You know, a lot of social distancing. I haven't, you know, I wasn't going anywhere for a very, very long time, and now that I'm, you know, getting out a little bit more, it's masks, it's gloves, it's, you know, it's not a bunch of affection the way I normally like it, because I'm a hugger. I love people. I'm a people person. So it's just, everybody's just like, if you sneeze, it's like, oh my God, life is over. It's like, it's just complete. I've been able to be in the studio with one of the main producers on the album, but we were masked up, we gloved up. It was different. A lot of hand sanitizer. It's just a lot. It's different. It's completely changed, and I'm a touchy person. Like, I like to laugh and touch you on the shoulder. I like to hug. I like to do all that. So to not be able to do that around people that I love, it's just different.
Now, Brandy, there's something that Josiah and I have been speaking about off when we haven't been on air, and I know it's been in the headlines a lot, and we don't know anyone who could help us with this until we knew you were coming on the show. You might be able to give us an insight into this. It's a tricky one. But Ellen DeGeneres, she's been in the headlines here in Australia because supposedly she isn't as nice as what we see on TV. You've met her. What is Ellen DeGeneres like?
As nice as she is on TV.
There we go.
Oh, the headlines, they've just got us.
That's good acting if that's not the case. I mean, come on, that's Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, she's for the kids. She's for everybody. I mean, really?
It makes no sense, does it? And you can see it straight through these stories as well, can't you, Brandy?
Probably. I mean, if you're making up stories about Ellen DeGeneres not being nice, that's different.
Exactly.
I mean, I've never heard that.
No.
I've never heard that. That's shocking.
There you go.
That's very, very shocking.
You've cleared it up for us, though, which is great.
You've heard it here first.
I mean, she had pizza. Remember, she had pizza during one award show that for everybody? I don't know. I met her. She's the same Ellen that she is on TV. I don't know.
If she gives me a car, I'll never say a bad word about her. I'll tell you that much. Hey, well, Brandy, we really appreciate your time this morning. You are a superstar, so it's an absolute honor to have you on our show this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Brandy's latest single, Baby Mama, does feature Chance the Rapper. Get out there, download it, listen to it a million times over, and have an amazing day, Brandy. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I had a bit of an exciting Thursday because my new bed arrived.
Oh, you're a psycho, man.
Well, I know I'm crazy, but no, it was exciting. You know how good a new bed feels.
Yeah, my bed, we've spoken about on the show a few times, got hooked up by Harvey Norman bedding, and my goodness, my sleeps have changed.
Yeah, it's wild how much a difference a good bed can make. But on Wednesday, I had to dismantle my old bed. Now, the bed I had previously, it wasn't your stock standard bed. It was a double bed, and the bed frame isn't like an ensemble or a crazy bed frame. It's one that I dare say is more like an antique. It's something I'd never seen before.
Yeah, it's something that you expect at the worst hospital, maybe. Like the springs are that big that you sit on it and you go to sit on it and you bounce back off.
It's
you
a jumping castle. But look, it did its purpose.
You live in Maroopna. I could hear you moving in your bed from Kyala Lakes. So I was like, what is that noise? Is there an earthquake? No, Herbie's just getting out of bed.
So first on Wednesday, I had to dismantle that. And that was a task in itself. I was sweating, but I got it done and I was quite proud of myself. But then yesterday I got the call because I too got my bed from Harvey Norman and they said, we're going to deliver it today. Would you like to pay extra to get the bed put together for yourself?
And of course, I said yes when I did. I'm not doing that by
and
myself.
And I straight away said, no, I can do this. I said, girlfriend, you got this. You've got this. And so the bed arrived and a few more pieces came than I expected. And I thought, oh gosh, what have I done here? I should have definitely paid. And I thought, no, I've got this. And so yesterday, I put together my bed. And do you know what the best part about this is? It was all about the girls yesterday. The ladies that delivered my bed were both females, which was great.
They've been to my house before. They're lovely, those ladies.
Incredible. I was like, yes. I was like, one for the girls. Like, this is great because majority of the time you do hear the stereotypes that this is a men's job, men can do this, but I'm pretty headstrong. I've got four brothers. I've always believed I can do whatever anyone else can do.
How easy was it put together? Because I'm telling you, their bed, it's not an IKEA put together bed.
No, it was actually not bad. Like a few places and screws were put in the wrong area, but that's okay. We flipped them around and the bed's together, and last night I slept in it and didn't fall apart.
It's weird because you sent me a Snapchat. Your bed looks like it's at a right angle.
That's how it's meant to be. But anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to the girls this morning because we can do whatever you guys can do. And if you think you can't, have a crack at it, because the only thing that's going to happen is you're not going to have a bed.
And you too could have a bed at a right angle just like
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We know a lot of negative things have come out of COVID-19, but here on the show we try to reflect more on the positives, and we've shared some stories previously about great things that have happened due to COVID-19. One of the great stories was a couple over in the States. They were heading to the hospital because the female was in labour, but they didn't make it to the hospital. And they ended up needing to cut the umbilical cord off after giving birth on the side of the road. And they used a mask, which was covering her partner's face because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So if they didn't have that, they don't know what they would have used. So it's a feel-good story out of something pretty bad.
I wonder if it was one of the masks made from Lemnos at MegCon, because we're making a lot of the masks for the whole world.
It's incredible what we're doing here. But I found another story, and this one actually is a positive thing that could come here in Australia. And a researcher from Melbourne University, a professor of dermatology, Rodley Sinclair, he's put this out there. And I believe there's something in it. And it's actually kind of interesting to think about. So he believes that now, because a lot of people have been isolating here in Australia, that there is a possibility that we've gotten rid of lice.
Wow, really?
Because lice is spread majority at schools. And now that no one's really been at schools and kids have been at home, if they did have lice, the parents would have gotten rid of the lice while they've been at home. So when they send them back, he's saying that the parasite really shouldn't be there.
Are we talking head lice here?
Yeah, head lice. Nits.
Parents, how annoying is it when your kids come back from school? I'll never forget mum coming and bringing home the, the nit comb.
Oh, yeah.
Those lice combs, those little thin things, and going through our hair every single day.
I got it all the time.
Yeah, you'd be riddled
with
nits.
My hair, mum used to just get annoyed. She knew if she got the letter saying someone had it in class, she's like, come here, I'll check you, because you're going to have it. You're definitely, if you even walked past them for 2 seconds, you would have lice.
Do you really reckon this is true, though?
I reckon there's something in it. He says if we find the carriers and treat them before we go back, we could stop this whole issue. And I believe there's some fact to this.
Do you reckon they should quarantine anyone that does have lice right now just to stop? Because we could kick two things at the same time, corona and lice.
Exactly. And we know one's a little more serious than the other, but one's bloody annoying.
Well, I feel like I should make a little admission on the show this morning.
I've been scratching my head. Don't, what are you talking about?
Well, you know how, what day was it? I stayed in Melbourne at the Westin Hotel because my mate was recording a song. And then we got up at 3, drove up the Hume to do the show, got here at 5, did the show at 6 on Wednesday morning. Chad and I, who we spoke about on the show, we shared a bed a couple of nights ago because we had two queen beds in the room. Liam was in one. Chad and I slept in the other.
I'm not happy at the moment if you're about to say something bad.
When we laid in bed that night, both of us got extremely itchy legs. I think that was bed bugs.
I don't need that. Look at my hair today. They're not getting out of this weave.
I think they've honestly gone from my hairy legs to your head.
At least it's my head.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
COVID-19, it's all around the world and sadly it has taken many people's lives. We're up to 103, the death toll here in Australia. But over in America, they've had over 100,000.
Just ticked over a night, didn't it?
It's crazy. It's unbelievable to think the difference in countries where you'd say we're pretty similar in some ways, definitely not in others. But I have got a good story for you. So for one lady, her name is Jenny Stenya.
Jenny from the block.
She is 103 years old and she was one of the first people in her nursing home to get COVID-19.
Unfortunately, at that age, surely you don't see too many survivors.
You wouldn't think so. Now, she had a low-grade fever and she was moved to a separate ward. This is early on. Now, she's been battling it for a while. She even said to her daughter, Shelley, at one stage, I think I'm ready to go. I've lived a good life, 103. This isn't sad. Like, yes, this isn't the way I wanted to go, but I'm okay with it. I've accepted my fate. Now, she continued to fight this battle and she ended up defeating it. She is COVID-19 free.
So what, Jenny? She just has tough lungs? What does she do?
Well, she must have tough lungs or something, but the way she celebrates her victory here, I think maybe gives us an insight into how she defeated it, because she is a legend in my eyes, because as soon as they came to do the report on her, because it's big news over in America when a 103-year-old defeats COVID-19, she got her picture in the paper and everything, they said, What do you want to do next? How do you want to celebrate? And that's where her daughter handed her a beer and she just knocked it back in the interview.
You sure she's not an Aussie?
I know. She got a Bud Light. Now, I love this because supposedly she says, I have Bud Lights all the time, but because of COVID, I haven't been able to have them. So it's all I've wanted to do. So in my eyes, maybe that's the key.
Well, they say alcohol lowers your immune system, especially beer with all the yeast and sugar that's in it.
I think so.
For some reason, she must have had that many over the years. It's just built up some sort of wall around her lungs that's prevented corona and
Jenny
others.
Jenny is a VB warrior.
That's an amazing survival story, isn't it?
I love it. That's one of my favourites to date, I reckon.
She'll end up dying in her sleep or something. So clear.
With a beer in hand. Yeah.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Some dumb criminals. Gosh, they make us just feel better about ourselves. We've spoken about them on the show before, and we like to think that if we were to commit crime, we would do it better than these guys. And that's purely just from watching crime TV shows. You get the general gist of how the criminal network actually works. But for these people, they don't know, and this is their job. And for one person over in the States, shock.
I was going to say, are you sure it's not a cop over there?
So one person over in the States, they've actually been a little bit creative. And what they've done, I don't think, is the dumbest thing. I can sort of see their argument, but I also know there's other ways around it. So a motorist was pulled over because they had been a little creative with their arts and crafts and they had made their own number plate.
Was it a stolen car?
So actually wasn't a stolen car. The car did belong to them, but it wasn't registered and they used the excuse that everything's closed at the moment. So the DMV, which is where they get their registrations and number plates from, is closed. So they haven't been able to get a new one. And they kept trying to pull that excuse. And then the sheriff just said, no, they are closed, but they've got online for you. So you can go online and you can print out your documents. And if you need to drive, because you shouldn't be driving everywhere at the moment, then we'll pull you over, but you have your papers. And so they're a little bit dumb. But I wanted to start with them because normally it's the states that are the dumbest. But unfortunately, Australia has taken a step further than this poor person.
Who's done that?
Well, it's someone in Port Augusta. Now, Port Augusta's in South Australia. I actually did my first radio job over there. And a lovely place of the world. If you're ever going to the Northern Territory or Western Australia, definitely pop through the armpit of Australia at all Port Augusta.
Great part of the world if you want to go to die, yep.
But for this person, they took, I'm going to say, the idea from the American person, but one step further. So they were pulled over by the police because they too had made a homemade number plate, which I just didn't really ever think of it was a thing. But the difference between the US person compared to our criminal is that they didn't have a registered car. They had a stolen car. And to take it a step further, after they got pulled over because their number plate was sticky taped to the back of the car, they had drugs inside the car.
Yeah.
Drugs on the person.
Yep, I believe it.
They had everything. So now the police has just arrested him. He's now gone to court. And because he was out on parole, he has been put back into jail.
Well done, mate. What you gonna do? It was definitely in Port Augusta.
In Port Augusta. 31-year-old man driving a BMW.
Seen a few cars like that around Shep Marupna, I'll tell you what.
I just didn't think it was an arts and crafts session that you'd made number plates.
Well, I've actually had this idea and I've always wanted to do it. It's highly illegal, so don't take any notes. But I've always wanted to have make an invention, right, where you're going through and you know where there's speed cameras. Like, say, yeah, on the Hume on your way to Melbourne and you want to smack it, don't speed, kids. And what you do is as you're smacking it, you press a button and this thing comes over and covers your number plate, or it does like a false number plate.
Very fancy.
You go through kind of like a, you know, like a Batman type contraption.
Yeah.
And then as you go, you press a button, it comes back up and you get away with it.
I mean, the idea I see is great if you want to speed, but we know that's illegal, so.
Like I said, don't do as I do.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
The NRL was back last night after 67 days off with the Parramatta Eels defeating the Brisbane Broncos in Brisbane 34-6.
Smashed it. Do you know what I do like about this? That the Broncos are finally, we know. Last year, they were unsure if they were on their way down. They definitely are. They're rebuilding.
Broncos, I always like it when a Queensland team loses and they got pumped at home. Mm. And what makes it better is most people tip Brisbane. I got Para. Makes it all that much better. Anyway, the new rules came into play last night. So what they're doing is when a penalty gets blown, they stop the game, usually in pack a scrum or they do a tap or whatever.
Yeah.
The new rule is now that the referee can just signal six again.
Which is quick. I saw the first bit of the game.
Brutal.
And it makes it so much quicker. And do you know what? I think it's better.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Everyone's in favour of it because it made the game a lot more entertaining.
Quicker. It was a bit fast pace.
They reckon, how's this? This weekend, not last night's game alone, across this weekend, because there's no sport worldwide, 300 million people will tune into the NRL.
Which I believe. I believe, because a lot of people, more so America, which is huge, they're missing their sport. They will tune in, maybe not for the whole time, but they'll definitely watch what our sport is like.
We know AFL's back in a fortnight.
Yep.
It just got announced as well overnight, the English Premier League. This is very exciting, especially for me as a Liverpool fan, will resume June 17th. It's official now. So we've got a lot of sport coming back. The NRL's back, AFL in a fortnight, and then the EPL a couple weeks after that. Now, the NRL last night trialled a new thing, and it was the crowd noise. I know the AFL dabbled in it before the break, but they simulated what the crowd would be doing for it. And I was actually for it. It actually made it feel like a real game.
But the difference is NRL doesn't get a crowd.
Yeah.
So, there's nothing changes. We all watch NRL on TV anyway.
They simulated what it would sound like with, I'd say, 50,000 people, not five.
Which is a joke.
It sounded like the grand final. Didn't sound like a normal round, a normal Thursday night game. Although Brisbane does get sellouts most weekends.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I love that they're doing as well. You can now buy, like other sports are doing, cardboard cutouts.
And love so that.
You chuck $25, it goes into the footy, or it goes into the club, or it goes into charity. I don't really care where the money goes. But you can submit your photo and get it put into the crowd, a big cardboard cutout for $25.
You've done this, haven't you?
Now, I haven't done it, but I personally going to jump on an idea one of my favourite NRL Instagram pages have done. It's called the NRL Roast, right? You're going to love this. What they're doing is encouraging their few hundred thousand people, fans, to submit photos of Woody.
Like, from...
Woody's the big African-American bloke.
Oh!
That's famous for being nude in all the memes with his giant...
Yes, I know the one you're talking about. First thought, I went to Buzz and Woody. And I was like, that's a bit confusing.
We spoke about Woody on the show last week.
Yeah.
Because on Win News, someone managed to get his naked African-American body into the lightning in the background.
Yeah, the thunderstruck.
Of Bruce Roberts. So now they're encouraging for Woody to get into the crowd of NRL
games.
He
won't get through. Surely he won't.
Well, I think they'll cut it off from where you can see his package up. Imagine if there was just Woody's all over the crowd.
It'd be a little off-putting, wouldn't it?
I'd expect nothing less from the NRL.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
I believe you've been lying to us, Josiah, and I need to get to the bottom of this because this is quite serious. Because if I'm correct and you've done what I think you've done, you've caused a lot of damage, which is a lot of money that is needed to rebuild for that. But also there's a bit of an advantage if I can solve this because I can get myself a reward as well.
I know you're taking the mick because my week this week has consisted of nothing but going for nude swims in the Murray with the boys. So unless I'm getting fined for being nude in public, there's nothing I could have done wrong.
You do love being nude though. That is one thing, and that's why this story led me to you. Because you said, in your words, I've got no proof of this, that you went to Melbourne on Tuesday night.
I did.
You said that.
I stayed the night, and then I got up at 3 a.m. from the hotel in the city with Chad, and we drove straight to the Goulburn Valley so I could be back in time for this radio show. I'm a dedicated man.
Your words. You said you were there. Because I believe you might have been somewhere else. Because there's been a break into a high school, and the person that broke into this high school has caused a lot of damage. $100,000 worth of damages to this school. They've really just let loose. Now, they've put some images out of a suspect. It's quite blurry, but there's two things that are very, very notable. Now, one is the suspect is wearing headphones. And you wear your headphones. You love your headphones. You bring them in every day.
These Beats by Dre that I'm wearing?
The big ones that go over your head.
They weren't the little AirPods.
Not little AirPods.
I've got both.
No, it was the big ones that you wear, and I know you like them. You're pretty fond of them. You don't even like touching other ones if you don't have them.
No, it's true.
It's true. Now, the other thing about this suspect that has led me to you is something that I believe only you would do. So for me, I believe that you have done this damage to this high school, and that I need to tell the police, because if I do so, I can get myself and the listeners $3,000. There's a reward up for grabs. So I need you to be honest right now and let me know if it is you. Because first I said the headphones. The second thing this suspect has been caught doing is they broke in nude, completely naked. It's you. You are the man that goes on every single day on this show about how he loves himself and loves to get the shirt off and the pants off and the shoes off. You love being naked, and now you've gone into a high school, you've let loose, you've caused $100,000 worth of damages, and you've just had your music blaring, probably listening to yourself back as a catch-up.
Police, you reckon they're listening right now? Of course they're listening. Cops as they drive around doing their patrols? Come to Shepparton, come out the front of the radio station. Herbie, you can have your award. Arrest me. I'm nude right now. I'm like a slippery fish. Catch me if you can. That's a threat.
It's a threat?
Yeah. Catch me if you can. Guilty as charged. Nude as charged as well.
The only thing that isn't on your side with this story, and this is where maybe you do have a good excuse, is you say you're in Melbourne. This happened in Florida. Did you get there on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I had a private jet.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Speaking of superstars in the music world, well, she's not really in the music world, but she is.
You never know.
She could be. She's the mayor of Greater Shepparton City Council, and she joins us on the phone now. Morning, Seema Abdullah.
Good morning. How are you guys?
First of all, can you sing? Are you a musician at all?
I can sing a little bit, but yes. But you know, in my native language, my mother tongue.
Well, I would love to hear that one time.
That's what I'm more comfortable with. So maybe at another time we can have a session.
Yep, wow. Monday morning, guys, tune in. We've got Seema coming back for a performance.
Enjoy music. Music of all kinds. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Thank you.
But Seema, we are interested in what is happening on Monday. People are getting excited because we know that some restrictions are being lifted. How is that affecting us here in the Goulburn Valley?
That's right. So some restrictions have been announced and to be lifted. And in Goulburn Valley and in our region, basically council is currently overseeing the reopening of our services because as you know, that certain facilities and services are now going to be open. As of now, our Kidstown and off-leash dog park, they are open. However, all the services that have been announced to be open, I'll just give you a quick update on, a brief update on what the announcement includes.
Yep.
Basically, as of 1st of June, 20 people inside your home So for a family of five, it means that 15 visitors are allowed.
Party at my house, Seema.
With social distancing.
Of course, a 1.5 metre party.
That's right. And then outdoor gatherings can increase to 20 people. People can stay at family and friends' house overnight. Overnight stays and accommodation can also resume. There are 20 people allowed at weddings, 50 at a funeral, and 20 allowed at other religious ceremonies. Also, libraries and youth centers and other community facilities, they can be open and provided they have no more than 20 people in a single area. For example, our men's shed. Galleries and museums and historic sites can also open. However, the focus is still on physical distancing and a limit of up to 20 patrons per space.
Let's make sure we stick to those ones so we all get this permanently as well.
And
that's right.
Seema,
the thing is,
we'd love your opinion. What is the first thing that you're going to be going to on Monday? Will you go to a cafe? Are you going to a gallery? Like, what will you be doing?
Monday, I'll start with my work. I have to be at work, but I would love to go to the library or to some of the places that I've not been able to, and of course our local businesses and the cafes and restaurants. So as soon as they open, yes, I'll be wanting to grab a cup of tea or coffee. Yeah,
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to Acrimove's reopening hopefully soon as well. I know they've started their outdoor classes again with these new restrictions, but hopefully we'll be able to get in and pump some steel in the gym, Seema, as well.
Yeah, that's right. Aquamos, I'm also looking forward to. But I must say that, although the announcements have been made, council is still reviewing because we can't open everything immediately, because we have to make sure that those facilities are safe, they are clean, they are following all the requirements of social distancing. We have to make sure that they are safe enough for our public to resume their activities. That's why we are, I wouldn't say that, although the announcements have been made, not everything will resume straight away. So we are at the moment reviewing some of those guidelines. Also, but the good news is also that, our sporting facilities, they will be open, and the council is taking bookings at the moment to start as of 1st of June. So that's very exciting.
Great news. Seema, I can say from what we've noticed, and I'm sure you'd say the same thing, the Goulburn Valley, we've done very well. I feel like everyone's been very, they've done as much of the right thing as possible. So everyone can pat themselves on the back of the on the back as well. Seema, thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for joining us this morning as well.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We are doing Fortune Cookie Friday right now. Josiah, we just read your fortune out. It's looking promising for your date this weekend.
Yeah, date's a strong word. It's a coffee in Melbourne with an old friend, nothing more than that.
old friend.
Charlene is in, she's driving at the moment between Echuca and Yarrawonga. You want your fortune cookie read out?
I'd love to, thank you.
Bang.
What are you hoping for your weekend, Charlene?
Well, I'm actually going to Goulburn and meeting up with someone that I've been chatting to on a dating site.
Oh, hello. Oh. Can I ask which app you're on?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. This is interesting.
Come on, let's see.
I hope the fortunes are really in your favour then, Charlene.
Charlene,
I hope so too.
Charlene, I'll save you the drive. You and I can just have coffee. You and I are both, I'm driving to Melbourne, you're driving to Goulburn. We may as well just have
just
one here.
Stay in town. All right, I've got the fortune.
On the way to Wagga to catch up with a good girlfriend, a school girlfriend.
Well, there you go.
Wow. All right.
Herbie, what's in for Charlene's weekend?
Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the conquest of it.
Oh.
I like
bit
it.
Bit of courage.
Really good.
That speaks to the soul, Charlene.
It sure does. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Take that to the grave with you, yeah?
Sure will.
Don't tell
have
anyone.
A
you too.
More so, not the grave, take that to Goulburn with
you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're not dying.
Yeah. Hold. Enjoy your coffee tomorrow.
Thank you. Enjoy your date as well. See you, Charlene.
Will do. Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.